Clear sky, 62 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In our news, a stun gun was used to subdue a man who was being uncooperative with authorities Sunday afternoon north of Traynor. Initial dispatch reports said the man, who is said to have had military training, may have been armed, was possibly suicidal, and possibly under the influence. When a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy confronted the subject near 15730 300th Street, he called for assistance because the subject allegedly refused to turn around and obey commands. The man was tased and taken into custody just after 1 p.m. Medics were called to evaluate the man and treat him for any injuries. Additional details are currently not available. Residents across the Midwest are once again receiving text messages saying their ATM card or account is blocked. Please respond, and a link is provided. It is an attempt by scammers to gain your personal information, and you should not respond to the text message or access the website given. Just delete that message. And if you have any questions about your account, as always, you can call Wells Fargo directly or stop by your local branch. And as with previous attempts at this scam, even with persons without a Wells Fargo account were being hit by the text message. Same thing hit Atlantic twice in March and across Shelby County last month. Various forms of the phishing scam have been in circulation since at least 2011. Five people were arrested on separate charges over the weekend in Red Oak. According to the Red Oak Police Department, 47-year-old Deborah Sue Reynolds of Red Oak was arrested just before 9 p.m. Sunday on a charge of public intoxication. She was later released on $300 bond. 25-year-old Kylie Brian Karen of Red Oak was arrested Sunday afternoon at around 2 p.m. and charged with driving while barred. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. 40-year-old Troy Allen Myers was taken into custody at around 11:40 p.m. Saturday in the area of Broadway and Linden Streets in Red Oak. His bond was set at $300. 32-year-old Joseph Aaron Nelson of Red Oak was taken into custody Saturday for domestic abuse assault and was being held without bond in Montgomery County Jail. And 33-year-old Ryan Michael McDougall of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 12:25 a.m. Saturday in the 700 block of East Washington Avenue. He was arrested for domestic abuse assault and held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. Police in Council Bluffs say 26-year-old Nicholas Malone of Oakland was arrested Friday evening on multiple charges following a traffic stop and pursuit. Bluffs Police Sergeant Darren Budd said when an officer tried to stop a stolen pickup truck just before 6 p.m. Friday, the driver, later identified as Malone, recklessly sped off on North 6th Street. The officer discontinued the pursuit out of concerns for public safety. Just after 8 p.m. Friday, the same stolen truck was seen at a convenience store on 23rd Avenue in Council Bluffs. A Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy located the vehicle and kept an eye on it until additional officers and deputies arrived on the scene. Malone was found inside the truck and taken into custody. Inside the vehicle, authorities found three long knives, numerous keys, 14 grams of methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and cash. In addition, Malone was wanted on a warrant out of Council Bluffs for first-degree burglary and a felony warrant out of Omaha. Elsewhere in the news, the Messina City Council will hold a public hearing this evening prior to the beginning of their regular session. The 6:30 p.m. hearing is with regard to an ordinance adopting the 2015 City of Messina Code of Ordinances. During the council's regular session at 7 p.m., they'll discuss the Main Street fence project and hold the second reading to approve an ordinance adjusting sewer rates, followed by approval of the ordinance that was discussed during a public hearing. The Messina City Council will also discuss air conditioning in the council's chambers, Mulberry Street lights, signs on private property, and a grant agreement with Messina Hillside Harvest, along with taking action on a resolution setting the date for a public hearing on an urban renewal plan amendment. And the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet in a regular session this evening at the Media Center in the high school. The meeting begins at 7:30. On the agenda for the evening is special presentations with regard to the Silver Cord program and the one-to-one laptop computer initiative. Afterward, as part of the consent agenda, the board will act on approving any contracts and or letters of assignment and resignations. They'll also act on approving a resolution for a voted physical plant and equipment levy, or VPEPL, so it can be put on the September ballot. During the board's May 27th meeting, they discussed at length the placing of a VPEPL on the September school board election ballot and a PEPL income surtax charge. The board at the time was in favor of leaving the surtax rate open when it comes to acting on the resolution. The Atlantic School Board will also act on approving the employment of a high school guidance counselor, middle school tuck pointing bid, and 2015-16 Administrator Supervisor contracts. In our funeral announcements, William Jack DeBoer, age 69, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday. Funeral services for Jack DeBoer will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Luella Hall, age 78, of Manning, died Tuesday at the Manila Manor. A massive Christian burial service for Luella Hall will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Rose Mary Reinig, age 83, of Harlan, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A massive Christian burial service for Rose Mary Reinig will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And William Bill Pierce Beattie, age 60, of Avon, Colorado, and formerly of Atlantic, has died at his home in Colorado. Services for Bill Beattie are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.